I think the thing is surprising, you mentioned about the fact that in ER-positive disease, you see so many late recurrences, but the actual rate is pretty impressive. One number I hear is 4% a year for node-positive, 2% a year for node-negative. I guess this is out beyond 5 years. Do you buy into those numbers?
Well, I think it depends specifically on the risk for that tumor, but they're consistent with what we see, and that is, again, that there's a spike for ER negative. So it's sort of, it makes us recast our pitch to patients, because what we've said for many years when we see somebody with ER positive diseases, this is good news, we say. And it is good news because the initial risk of recurrence is low. It's unlikely that the next few years will be marred by something bad. Plus, we have targeted therapy. But what's interesting is it's better, essentially, to look back at year 5, 6, 7 and look back at having had ER-negative disease than look back at having had ER-positive, because at those later years, you're still facing a whole lot of risk.
That's really a cool study. I hope you get it done. Do you think it's going to happen?
I don't know. There's actually broad enthusiasm and endorsement for it across the intergroup. I think the dilemma for the, or at least the challenge for us, is going to be in the numbers. It's going to take a lot of patience and years of follow-up to see this. Our goal here is to design a study that actually hinges on the hazard rates. It brings me back to what you talked about before, the relative risk reductions, so that we can size the study to look early at a change in hazards and use that to draw our conclusions.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.